President George Bush arrived in Turkey this weekend for meetings with leaders from NATO countries. Mr. Bush's visit to Turkey comes as Iraqi militants threaten to behead three Turkish hostages taken captive last week. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Baghdad.
The timing of the kidnap seemed designed to upstage the two-day NATO summit in Istanbul. A videotape of the three hostages holding Turkish passports, surrounded by masked and well-armed militants, was released to Arabic satellite television stations and well covered by the Turkish media. Today, Turkish officials made clear they would not stop Turkish businessmen from working with the U.S.-led forces in Iraq. It is a demand of the hostage takers. In Baghdad, rockets fired from an improvised launcher exploded inside the Green Zone, the heavily protected headquarters of the U.S.-led Coalition Provisional Authority. No injuries were reported. In southern Iraq, in the town of Hilla, doctors are dealing with the aftermath of a remote-controlled double car bomb near a major mosque in the city. More than 58 people were wounded in explosions that had no obvious target. The dead and the wounded were civilians who were out on the street in the early evening on Saturday after the heat of the day. Early reports of 40 dead have been revised to 23 by Hilla police and hospital officials. In 3 days, in a ceremony shrouded in secrecy because of fears over security, sovereignty will return to Iraq. Iraq's interim prime minister has been sending a consistent message. The Iraqi government is ready to fight the violence. At an electric generating plant north of Baghdad yesterday, Prime Minister Iyad Alawi vowed tough new measures.
I would like to affirm here once again that the Iraqi people, the Iraqi government are determined to win. We are going to win. We are going to prevail, and we are going to defeat the forces of evil.
In a letter published in a British Sunday newspaper, Alawi outlined the priorities of his government. The first is security, a constant and overwhelming concern for Iraqis who are the target of many of the recent attacks. In what he called a new dawn after June 30th, Alawi reached out to some militants. He offered an amnesty. The prime minister made a distinction between those who have been fighting the occupation out of what he called a sense of desperation, and foreign fundamentalists, said Alawi, whose only aim is to kill innocent civilians and see Iraq fail. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.